This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Saturday said it would rush up to $200 million in additional small arms, anti-tank and anti-aircraft weapons to Ukraine as Ukrainian officials pleaded for more equipment to defend against heavy shelling by Russian forces. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized the additional security assistance, according to the White House, paving the way for the immediate shipment of fresh military equipment to Ukraine, according to a senior administration official. Senior administration officials say Biden's decision brings the total U.S. security aid provided to Ukraine to $1.2 billion since January of 2020. It totals $3.2 billion since 2014, when Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimea region. In a memorandum to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Biden directed that up to $200 million allocated through the Foreign Assistance Act be designated for Ukraine's defense. The UN says at least 579 civilians have been killed in Ukraine since the start of the war, with more than 1,000 injured. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In Mariupol, fire indiscriminately, leaving many dead and injured. At a local hospital, an injured woman shrieks in pain as doctors plug a wound in her arm. According to the UN, most civilian casualties were caused by the use of explosive weapons with a wide impact area, such as shelling from heavy artillery and missile strikes. Anastasia Ereshova is a mother who lost a child to shelling. She recalled her harrowing experience to AP journalists on the ground as she hugged her surviving child. "We came to my brother's place, all of us together.